Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Many people have seen the video that was captured on the Red Line over the weekend. Two people robbing a guy and then taking the bottle of wine that he had that appeared to be on open and hit him in the head. It's just violence that makes your stomach turn, and the question begs to be asked, when is something going to be done about it? Well, apparently there are citizens in Chicago who said they're going to do something about it, and one of them is on the phone. Eric Lewis is joining us, the president of Team Lewis, the Untouchables, Inc. Now, Eric, were the tell me about the Untouchables, because we talked to Teo Hardeman. He was with the Violence Interrupters. We've heard of the Guardian Angels. So what is it that you're doing?
What we do, I'm a retired Marine Corps veteran. Like in the Army, you call it Special Forces. In the Navy, you call it SEALs. But Marine Corps is recon. You don't hear of us too much, but we really get in and take care of the real business. And we retired. Most of us are retired. And we martial arts experts, jiu-jitsu, judo, taekwondo, kickboxing, and stuff like that. And when we got out, everybody ventured out into their own businesses and everything. I'm a retired Marine Corps veteran and also of Lewis Construction Company. And what happened is I want the kids. I've always been a humanitarian. And I started a group up before we got licensed and everything that's always feeding people. I've been feeding people since I was 14 years old. The homeless and the seniors, I feed every day, three times a day. That's what the Untouchables do. Okay. We call it Team Lewis because of my last name. We call it the Untouchables because we touched by God.
And so basically, you've been taking care of vulnerable people since you were a kid. It's obviously something in your heart. And now, like everyone else, you're seeing what's happening on the CTA, and you decided to step it up and help take care of those people as well. So what are you doing, and how many people do you have helping you?
I have a team. It's a total of nine of us, but only six be on the red line because we of age, and we can talk to the kids instead of and prevent and try to slow down the violence. We try to talk to them. This is what we've been doing for the past 4.5 months, well, 6 months now. We've been on there. CTA has been seeing us on there. They don't say anything, high officials, but the employees, the supervisors, they love us out there every day. But we, you know, we retired. We, you know, in our 60s and 70s, we can't be out there 8 or 9 hours, 12 hours, because of all conditions and everything like that. And we're doing this out of our own pockets and everything. You know, no one is helping us. We haven't asked for anything and nothing like that. There's never been no violence since we've been on the red line.
You saw what happened over the weekend. Did appear to be kids, right?
Yes, they was kids. But what it is, we got video of everything 4 or 5 months ago. It's worse than that. That's on there. That we don't stop a lot of things, but it hasn't been publicized. But if you went on our Facebook page, Team Lewis, period, you'll see everything. The same guys that pushed the guy off the L, we had that video before anyone of them. They looking for them. We have that on our video. See, the kids come in at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning. It's a group of them, and it's an operation. It's a business. What they're doing on the red lines, the majority of them come on there. It's organized. 4 or 5 of them. It's a group of them. And you might just see 1 or 2 of them, but they'd be in the other carts. They have on backpacks. Most of the kids have on the backpacks. They have weapons in the backpacks. They have drugs in the backpacks, cigarettes. They're selling everything. They smoking on the trains, and we stopping all of that. Well, what is happening is, This is what they're really looking for. It's the iPhones. A passenger falls asleep, and they're selling the iPhone for $1,000 or $2,000. They have a buyer already.
Eric Lewis is the CEO of president of Team Lewis. It's Untouchables, Inc., and it's a group of retired military folks who are tired of seeing what's happening on the CTA. So are you jumping on like the red line in the middle of the night, and you're not putting a stop to it, you're filming it and you're trying to prevent it from happening, right?
Yes, yes. Also, we was the ones that did the gang summit, something that's never been done in the city of Chicago, March 22nd. WGN, you all did it. The news, it's a news clipping on it. You go on my page, you'll see what you all did. The only official that we had there at the South Loop Hotel, it was private. We had our armed guards, our military. We paid to bus all the kids in around all the gang passes were there under one umbrella.
So, Eric, why as a citizen and a group of retired folks do you feel, I mean, what do you think the city should be doing? Because this should not fall on your shoulders.
They should. First of all, I give Mayor Lightfoot kudos, and I give Governor Pritzker kudos for the pandemic, second to none. That was unbelievable. The safety of our citizens here in the metropolitan, even in the state, that was good. But they have to invest in the see when we was coming up in the 60s and the 70s, we had programs such as Social Center that these kids go to when they get out of school. Now you have, it's still going on, it's single mothers bringing up young men. And it's hard for a woman, a queen, to bring up a young man these days. You know, because these kids are dealing with elements that's way out of order now. They're coming
to school. Gangs are attractive because they can supply these kids with money and a sense of family.
Yes.
And yes. And that's why they're operating as a gang, and they are units. And I applaud you for doing what you're doing. I hope you will continue to keep up the good fight.
We're not going to stop until we got a hold on this. And CTA needs to stop lying. They're spending $31 million. $31 million. The guy's telling us every day, Mr. Lewis, we're glad that you all here. We don't have no weapons. We don't know self-defense. They kids themselves.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. And that $31 million budget has been brought up by Alderman Ray Lopez earlier in the show because they're like, whatever they're doing, it is not working. So we'll continue to cover this, and people continue to ask about the Guardian Angels and why are they not in Chicago, since they're not only nationwide but international. We'll continue with those questions and cover the story again tomorrow. Newsroom temperature check comes up next, but first a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.